Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, December 17th, the third Sunday of Advent. Father Joe Hudson's sermon today is entitled, Walking Before God in the Light of Life.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. "Make straight the way of the Lord," as the prophet Isaiah said. Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May your light shine in our lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, in the gospel reading that Deacon Rich read this morning, the passage is from John's gospel, the first chapter, beginning in verses 6 through 8, and then it skips forward to verses 19 through 28. So what I want to focus on this morning are those first three verses and the ones that immediately follow. And I'd like to start off with a question. What does it mean for us to walk with God in the light of life? In the gospel we heard, John came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. You see, John came as a preacher and a herald to proclaim the one who was to come, to point the way to the one he called the light. And John said that he himself was not that light. But in saying that, he was not saying that there was no light within him. He simply meant that compared to the brilliance that was Jesus Christ, his light was almost like living in the shadows. But Jesus was more than the light of the world. He also identified himself as the fullness of life. He once said this of himself, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus, you see, spoke of a dynamic synergy that exists between light and life. The more light one is, the more life one has. Light and life. The Bible often pairs these two words together. Here are just a few examples. My life shall see the light, so that they may see the light of life. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light, so that I may walk before God in the light of life, so that you may discern where there is life, where there is light for the eyes and peace. Our Savior Jesus Christ, who brought life and immortality to light, light and life, both existing in all of us to varying degrees of intensity and vibrancy. Jesus was born in this world as both the light to those who were trapped in darkness and as the fullness of life to people who tended to live lives that were not quite whole lives, less than fully free. The gospel further states this: Jesus, the light, shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. He was the true light which enlightens everyone. He was coming into the world. Darkness did not overcome Jesus' light. And yet it appears that to this world, the darkness did indeed overcome him. Darkness crucified Jesus. So how can that be victory in any sense of the imagination? Well, scriptures tell us that death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus' death, we believe as followers of Christ, death was followed up with resurrection. Jesus' life was one that was full and whole and free. So how was he able to live such a life that shone out like a beacon, drawing people to him like moth to the flame? He became the fullness of life and light because of his loving, intimate communion with his Father. He regularly spent time alone in prayer, drawing close to the fullness of God's love. Where light's true brilliance is seen, there true life will be found. But it is only the presence of the love of God that switches on the light, that brings sight to the mind and soul and heart, transforming our lives. As Christians, like our Lord, we are called to live in God's love, called to be God's light, to live the fullness of God's life in our lives. But the light and life that reflect God is not only seen in your life and mine and in our church and in the Christian church. God's light is also seen in temples and mosques and out on the street. You see, many who reflect God's light and life do not necessarily look like you and me. Norman Lear was one of them. He was a songwriter and producer who died just recently, December 5th. He wrote and produced over 100 shows. Can you imagine that? Well, they included, now I'm going to take you back in history to the 70s, All in the Family, Maude, Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time, and The Jeffersons. Lear wisely used comedy to shine light into some of the dark corners of society. Theologian and author Matthew Fox wrote an article about Lear's life after his passing. He entitled it, "A Thank You to Norman Lear, a Bearer of Light." Now, while some people would cheer calling Lear a bearer of light, others would tend to rage at the very thought of it. Matthew Fox had this to say: Advent and Hanukkah, seasons are now upon us. Each brings promises of light to a world clearly wrapped in darkness at this time of history. Humans are called to be bearers of light. Norman Lear, who left us this past week at the age of 101, was a light bearer. He was a prophet in the sense that Rabbi Heschel talks about, a prophet, one who interferes. Norman Lear was a light-bearing man. Like all prophets, Lear used art to spread light, the art of comedy. Both in his comedy and in his nonprofit, People for the American Way, he shed light on cultural issues of injustice, including racial, gender, social, and economic injustice. Wisely, he chose humor as a means to bring people together on what needed interfering with. Light, you see, interrupts. Light reveals. As Matthew Fox says, light shatters darkness. The light of God's love reveals a more glorious world. The light sometimes interferes with our status quo. Just like Lear and Jesus, you and I are called to be bearers of light. When we live out the light of God's kingdom, when we live in the light of God's love, we act in occasionally big ways, but usually our light bearing is found in more simple acts of caring and compassion. When one couple in our church were recently struggling with COVID and sadly also other ailments, a small group of our fellow parishioners went into action. They made phone calls. They began to cook. They dropped off meals at a doorstep. They were bearers of God's light. Last Friday morning, Desiree and I were sitting in a booth at McDonald's. Now, please don't berate me about my food choices. We were sitting next to two elderly women. The two ladies soon finished their meal and headed to the door, just as I was getting ready to leave. They both shuffled very slowly and unsteadily as they went. I was trying to determine which one might be the frailest of the two. I thought the one on the left might possibly be the daughter of the one on the right. She was holding her mother's arm. The two awkwardly began to push open the door against the wind. I noticed the one on the right was trying to hold her hot cup of coffee as she went. As soon as I could, I reached behind the two of them, grabbing the door and helping to push it open. As we three stepped outside, I moved to their right, speaking as I grabbed the cup of coffee and offered my left arm. We three slowly made our way across the parking lot, daughter on the left arm, me on the right, with this lovely 96-year-old child of God between us. We spoke some words as we shuffled forward. I held the car door. I said goodbye. I spread the light. As week by week go by, I watch your lives and listen to many of your stories. Frankly, I am filled with deep gratitude and awe as I see the many simple but beautiful ways that you are being bearers of God's love and light. During this Advent season, while we reflect on Jesus, the light of the world, may we each prepare for the festival that is coming at Christmas by being his light. May we walk with God in the light of life.